listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're going jolly today. We're wishing you a very happy holidays and a sunny, beautiful morning out here in California. And I hope you're going jolly everywhere. We have a great show for you today, and we're going to splice it up with some great music. We're going to talk about some stories. I've got a brand new single that I'm going to share and showcase right here with you first. And before we get to all that, we have a return special guest here with us today who's going to offer us a beautiful blessing and one, a message of hope. And we had the veteran military dogs on the other week, and that was such a beautiful show. It was so heartwarming, and I just want to continue that trend. I have so much great material upcoming for you. I have so many exciting shows and things that are developing right now. This can't even be better. So if the world seems topsy-turvy and the world seems a little bit off, you can tune in here and find a little reprieve and a whole lot of education, a whole lot of inspiration, and a whole lot of yumminess. So today I'd like to welcome back super-duper amazing author, channel medium, and guest Barry Strom. Barry, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be back.
It's so nice to have you here. Thank you so much for coming today and for bringing with you all of your great energy and your angels and your spirit guides and all the gifts that you offer this world. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's kind of crowded here right now, so it's, we have a lot of them present.
Well, let's not wait. Let's jump right in. Now, just as a reminder to everybody, Barry was on our show for Halloween. He was on our Halloween show, and we were channeling different entities at that point in time. But on this show, I really want to focus on his messages of hope and the things that he's been doing more recently. He is also the author of Spirit Speak, Channeling the Life of Jesus. So for people that would like an uplifting message, that's what we're going to do today. So Barry, I'm just going to turn it right over because I know that you have a waiting room there of great uplifting messages, so go for it.
Well, we started last year was the first time that we really channeled our Christmas messages. I have a YouTube channel, and on that we have got over 80 videos now of our live channeling sessions. But last year, we were honored to have Mary come through and to actually have Jesus come through and give us these wonderful Christmas messages. So I kind of thought that maybe your audience would enjoy us attempting to travel or to channel with Jesus and see what he would tell everybody.
I'm sure at this point in history, we'd all be happy to travel with him too. Maybe to another planet.
It's our planet is kind of messed up right now. But we have to stay positive. Everybody's got to understand that the planet's gone through some weird stuff before, civil war, many other things. So we'll get through this. It's the one thing that has always pulled us through has been our faith. And as long as you have faith, good things happen to you.
Amen to that. Really, we need that. So go ahead. Let's start with a message. Let's just jump in and see what's there for everybody today. What do people need to hear today?
Okay, I think that we can probably, I think that Mary is here, and I think that she could probably give us a message of Christmas. So, Mary, would you like to allow me to pass on a message for you? Yes, I would like everyone to know how wonderful we view this season from over here. It was a long time ago that I gave birth to my wonderful son. He gave us wonderful messages And since that time, many have carried them to millions and millions of people throughout the world. In those days, it was very, very different. We were facing oppression from the Romans, and especially from King Herod, who was attempting to kill my son. I can tell you the miracle of his birth was something for all to remember and to hold in their hearts. Joseph and I were very simple people. We knew the angels told us that we would be having a special child, but we really, at the time, did not comprehend how wonderful it would be. On that day of his birth, many local shepherds came to see us. We were utterly amazed at a later time when the wise men showed up. It was not on the date of his birth, as you were told, but it was several months afterwards. We were amazed that royalty was actually coming to see us. It was a very large group, and they told us that King Herod was trying to find the location of our baby. They had been sent by prophecy. They told us that they were coming to see the Messiah. At that time, we fully still did not understand just how wonderful the birth of my son would be for the world. Upon the notice from the wise men, we immediately left Bethlehem for the safety of our child. The wonderful miracle that they brought was what allowed us to leave. As it says in the Gospels, they brought us gifts of frankincense and myrrh. We actually used those gifts to pay for our journey to Egypt and to live until it was safe to return. Since that time, I have watched over mothers throughout the world. I am especially close to those of you mothers who are suffering or have got great problems. I want you to know on this wonderful holiday and this season when you, as we worship, meditate, and focus on the birth of our child Jesus, that he has unqualified love for all. Feel that he is with you constantly and that his love for you is undying. Know that your soul energy has everlasting life and that you will have the opportunity to pay homage to him and to show your love. Do not become over commercialized in this season of the year. Know that Christ was born and that it is a time of love, time to be with your family, time to tell those that are near to you that you love them. This is a wonderful time of the year. Do not let negative energies affect your lives. Make the most of the season and know that we are today blessing you and that all will be well that know the love of God. So with these words, I'm going to say goodbye. God bless all of you. And thank you for allowing me to have this message tonight.
Thank you. Wow, thank you. That was wonderful. That was Mother Mary. That was really beautiful. You do that, what do you feel?
You feel when she's here, we feel this incredibly warm energy. We've channeled with her multiple times. She's given us information that we put into the book about Jesus. And it's just a wonderful, loving energy when she's close by like this.
So that is
it's a real honor to be able to bring her messages to everyone.
Yeah, I could kind of feel that moving down through my head and just this kind of warmth that passed over me as you were speaking, as she was speaking.
Yes. Yes. It's truly a miracle. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are doubting that I really have this ability to do it, but you can rest assured that it's real.
Yeah, that's a beautiful gift. And for those of you that don't know Barry's story, basically he was an engineer and a very scientific individual until he had sort of a life-changing epiphany and realized that he could bring these messages through. And he's written many, many books. He's written Aliens Among Us and Spirit Speak series. He's written about the history of Lincoln and so on. But you can go back and listen to the Halloween show to orient yourself more with Barry and what he's done. You can also look him up online. Barry, where can people find you? What's your website?
We have a website called spiritspredict.com. We have another one called wordsofgodthenandnow.com.
So perfect.
Either of those two websites. We also have a Facebook group by the name of Words and God. Words of God, Then and Now.
Okay, and we'll be right back.
Accessible.
You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and up next, yours truly has a new single called Sunshine. We'll be right back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Do you feel that you aren't at your best when it comes to your personal health? Even if your doctor gives you a clean bill of health and says everything is in working order, perhaps you aren't feeling at the top of your game. Dr. Rebecca Risk overcame pain and fatigue despite all tests to the contrary. Learn how she put her health back on track and how you can too on Falling Through the Cracks. Live every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on Voice America Health and Wellness.
The Voice America Live Events Channel is here now to showcase your corporate, individual, or organization's live event. Visit voiceamerica.com/live events to see all of our past live events and find out more. Whether it's a multi-day conference, special speaker, or single-day event, we've got everything to make your event a success. We can do a few hours or a few days. For more information about taking your event to the next level, call Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or email info@voiceamerica.com. Again, that's Jeff Spinard at 480-294-6417 or send us an email to info@voiceamerica.com. Voice America is where you are and where you want to be. Join us around the globe as we broadcast live from some of the most interesting events available. Don't forget to view all our live events, including on-demand access to past events that you may have missed by visiting voiceamerica.com/live events.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. I hope you're going jollier now. That was a beautiful message from Barry Strohm. He's the author of Spirit Speaks, Aliens Among Us, and his most recent series, Channeling the Life of Jesus. And he just gave us a message from Mother Mary, and we could use all those kinds of beautiful, uplifting messages for this season for sure. So I hope that that touches your heart. And now I'd like to uplift you and make you go jolly, jolly, jolly with my brand new single that we're going to launch right here, called None Other Than Sunshine. And some of you are going to know what this is, but I did a special remake of this in gospel style. And it's going to be out on iTunes and all digital media come December 20th. So on December 20th, you can download it, share the link, buy it, do whatever you'd like to do, and dance away, listen to it in your long commutes in your car. And I hope that this really, really uplifts you. I thought this was appropriate for this year especially. I love making music, and I'm so proud to present this to you. So take it away, our fabulous engineer, Aaron. This is Sunshine.
I got the sunshine in my hands. You've got the sunshine in your hands. We've got the sunshine in our hands. Now let it shine all over this land. You've got to love, love one another. Will shine, shine on your brother, and the whole world will discover in the arms of every woman and man. We've got the sun shine in our hands. I've got the sun shine in my hand. You've got the sun shine in your hands. Now let it shine all over this land.
Sunshine, everybody, from Winifred Adams, out on December 20th on iTunes and every digital download store you can find. And if you hear it in Target and the stores you're shopping in, you know, just feel free to bust out a little groove in the middle of the store. We're good. So I hope you enjoyed that. It is my pleasure to share my vision of art and upliftment to this world, because that's what it's all about. And we're going brighter, we're going lighter, we're going jollier, and everything in between. Now, Barry, are you still there? You still with us?
I sure am. I wouldn't leave for anything.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Great.
Song. Congratulations.
That's
really
Thank
nice.
You. Thank you. Yeah, it's good to put some fun, uplifting stuff out there. I have some more Christmas tunes. We'll share those as we get closer to Christmas. So, Barry, do you have another message for us? Do you have anyone else that might want to come through and speak to us?
Yes. I have I have the ability to channel the soul whose birthday we're about to celebrate. So let me see if I can speak his words for you. As we enter the Christmas season, I would like all of you to focus on love for yourself, love for others, and for the love of God. When I was born, there was much evil in the world. Today, once again, we are faced with evil on many fronts. It is only love that can end the evil energy that God has allowed to walk on earth as a challenge to everyone. I want each of you to reach out to somebody that you love. Reach out to somebody that has harmed you. Reach out to a family member to whom you no longer speak. Know that the life that God has given you on earth is very short. There will be a time that you come home to heaven, and you will no longer have the ability to speak to those that to whom you would like to speak. This is a time for meditation. It is a time for love, and it is a time to appreciate all of the blessings that God has given you. Know that God loves each and every one of you. He understands those of you which may have fallen away from him, and he understands those of you that have done harm to others. It is a time for deep reflection. It is a time to think how you can rededicate your lives to helping others and to help bring happiness to those that are grieving. The Christmas season is very short. It has become over-commercialized, and there are many that celebrate the season with no understanding that it was created as a celebration of my birth. Just know that God loves you, that God is with you, and God will see you through if you ask him to do so. So with this short message, I would like to wish all of you a happy and prosperous Christmas. I want all of you to share the love that I have for you with others. With these words, I hope that you, as I speak, you can feel my loving energy. Open your hearts to that energy and allow it to permeate all that you do. So with these words, I want to say that I bless each and every one of you. I know each and every one of you, and I hope that from this day forward, you will consider what pathway you want to take in life, and that you need to try to end the spread of evil and to spread love through all. So with that, I say God bless all of you, and good night.
Thank you so much. What a blessing. Thank you. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for a beautiful, uplifting, loving message. And now, until break, I want to play out something that always makes our hearts sing. And this is a song that I made along with a beautiful group of children. And this song drove parents crazy all over the place, but I'm sure you'll relate to it because there's nothing better than innocence. And innocence brings love back to our world. So here you go. Here's my official Pikachu song.
You know who? Pikachu. You know who? Pikachu.
He's fast, he's fun, he's styling, and he's sporty. When it comes to Pokemon, he's all about authority.
You know who? Pikachu.
You know who? Pikachu.
Some call him little, some even kinda small. But checking out his heart, you see he's chilling real tall.
He's a winner, he's a star, he is everywhere you are.
You know who? Pikachu.
You know who?
He's a winner, he's a star, he is everywhere you are.
You know who? Pikachu.
You know who? Pikachu.
Thunder Shock, wave and quick attack.
Yeah.
If you pick on Ash, you better watch your back.
You know who? Pikachu.
Pikachu's the mon, he's got it going on. When Ash is in a bind, he's never far behind.
He's a winner, he's a star, he is everywhere you are.
You know who? Pikachu.
You know who?
He's a winner, he's a star, he is everywhere you are.
You know who? Pikachu.
You know who? Pikachu.
When you're in a jam, he'll help you out. In the Pokemon world, he's got real clout. There's only one Pokemon we're talking about.
You know who?
Pikachu.
You know who? Pikachu.
He's a winner, he's a star, he is everywhere you are.
You know who? Pikachu.
You know who?
He's a winner, he's a star, he is everywhere you are.
You know who?
Pikachu. You know who?
Pikachu. He's a winner, he's a star, he is everywhere you are.
Pikachu. Pikachu. Pikachu.
Winner, he's a star, he is everywhere you are.
You know who?
Pikachu. You know who?
Pikachu.
He's a winner, he's a star, he is everywhere you are.
You know who?
Pikachu. You know who?
He's a winner, he's a star, he is everywhere you are.
You know who?
Pikachu. You know who?
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Healthcare has been a major part of news stories today, with one thing that has been consistent: inconsistency. Both healthcare providers and patients have to work around and get used to a constantly changing set of rules and issues. Nurses have historically been left out of this decision-making. Listen to Once a Nurse, Always a Nurse, exploring the world of nursing with host Leanne Meyer. Health professionals, we invite you to share your ideas and experiences while listening to experts in various areas of nursing. Listen Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Health and Wellness.
When a woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, it's probably the most frightening thing that's ever happened to her. Friends and family often don't know what to do for support, not to mention the patient herself. That's where Breast Friends Cancer Support Radio comes in. Join Becky Olson, breast cancer survivor and advocate. She helps by providing inspiration, information, and most of all, hope. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. And Mr. Solomon, Mr. King Solomon, just actually walked up here, and he is visiting us in our live broadcast. He's my buddy, my my rescue from Brazil. As you've heard in our last shows all fall about dog rescue, doggies, and dog food. And so, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I love the Pikachu song, and that's one of my favorites that I've made. Now, just the other night, I went to a special fundraiser, and Cyndi Lauper was playing, and the most amazing, cool stuff was going on there, I have to tell you. She's a big supporter of the LGBT community, and she is a champion for the kids that are left homeless. And there are a lot of kids thrown out of their houses once their parents find out that these kids are gay or bisexual or transgender. And so they get tossed out on the street, and it's a very, very challenging, serious problem that we have. And so she has taken that up and championed it, something with just so much love and effort. And so she put on a fundraising concert here in L.A. down at the Novo the other night, and I will post some more. I put it on my personal page, but I'll post it out on Making Life Brighter on Facebook, some of the videos I have from that, because it was so powerful, and she's so cool. She was there with Marilyn Manson, and they did this really, really amazing song together. And in the background was my girl, Kat Dyson, and Kat Dyson, who used to play guitar with Prince and now plays with Cyndi and everybody else. Kat is just one of the world's best guitar players, and she has actually played on my music. She has been a gift to the creation of some of my songs. And Kat is somebody that is just, you know, oozes humility and oozes grace. It's people like that that make the music industry so upstanding. She is truly the epitome of professional and humble, and just is so beautiful as a human, as a soul, as an artist. And I don't know Cyndi Lauper personally, so I can't, you know, speak about that, but I've worked with Kat, and Kat works with Cyndi. And seeing Cyndi up there with Marilyn Manson for this amazing message was actually very cool. And they had such great people up there. They were championing this cause. There were artists of all kinds. Hit songwriters and everybody. So this next song you'll relate to for the Christmas holiday. And first off, this is for all the queens. And I had so much fun making this song just for all of you out there that love a little glamour, a little Hollywood, and a little bit of the old school. And you can check out the video online. You can find that on YouTube under Winifred Adams. This is Santa Baby.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awfully good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good if you check off my Christmas list. Santa baby, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa honey, one little thing I really need, the deed to a platinum mine, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie and fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight.
Santa Baby, for all you out there that love that song. I love that song. Ever since I was a kid, I wanted to record that song. Oh my God, I love that song. I just had so much fun making the video of that song. And we made it, I know I'm going to forget this. I always do that. There's the lady that goes coochie coochie. We did it in her house in Beverly Hills, and she had a pet bull. And they're like, hey, you want to see the bull? I'm like, Rhett, what? A bull? And there's like this mansion and then a bull in the side yard. And we made this. We made this song in the video in that house. It was perfect. It was beautiful. And her son actually played my love interest in the video. It was really fun. And, you know, for posterity's sake, I had a boyfriend that really did me wrong, but he gave me this gorgeous diamond watch and I sold it in order to make the video. That's the way it goes. But anyway, I wanted to share what beautiful work is out there in the world, and musicians make the world go round. They really do. They have their pulse, their finger on the pulse always. They have their pulse in their heart, and their heart is glowing and it comes through. Musicians are the people that can transfer message without words. And my hat's off to them. So before we go any further, I want to again shout out Kat Dyson. And she has just been such a beautiful soul by example and also in her music. And she's really helped me with my music. And she's contributed to some of my songs. And here's a song that she played on. It's called Only a Thought Away. And I think this is very in keeping for our message today. And it's a song that grows on you, but it's one of my favorites. And some of the best musicians in this town have played on that song. And Kat Dyson is one of them. It's Only a Thought Away.
Thought away.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Addiction can affect our relationships, our families, our home, and work lives, but most importantly, ourselves. The recovery process can do wonders in the lives of people suffering from active addiction and also for those that love them. It's not just 12-step programs, but so much more. It's learning how to live life on life's terms. If you can relate to these issues or love someone who does, start with yourself. Start by tuning in to Miracles in Recovery with host Ray Lynch, Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Hope is in your corner.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions, comments, or would like to make an appointment with medical intuitive Winifred Adams, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. Now back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we're back. We're going jollier. How about you? That was fun. That was Only a Thought Away. And that's a song that the one and only Kat Dyson helped out on, and she played on that song. I have much more music to share with you over time. I've got an app that's out very soon, so stay tuned, because that is going to be a place and a space you can go to for radio, for music, for courses, for healing courses, for jewelry, for everything that I'm creating. And you can find it there. So we'll be sharing that. I've got so many cool things upcoming in the next year for you. I've got medical doctors. I've got science things. We have all kinds of cool stuff. And, of course, Tom Palladino and his special study. And we are showcasing his scientific work with scalar energy and how it's affecting people who have HIV and herpes. And so stay tuned for that, because that is going to blow your mind. And he's doing amazing work, and he is also inspired by Mother Mary and Jesus, and he is also a divine channel of sorts through his science. It's amazing. So stay tuned for that. But Barry, are you still there? Are you still with us?
I'm still here.
All right. Do you have a quick message for us from somebody else?
Who would you like to hear from?
Who do you have over there? Who wants to speak? That has a quick message for us.
How would you like to hear from Billy Graham?
It's up to you.
Well, good evening. It has been a long time since I've been able to talk to people in person. As you know, I underwent considerable illness before my passing. I want to wish all of you a wonderful and happy Merry Christmas. I want you to know that from those of us over on this side, we watch and we try to guide as best we can. The true path to finding happiness is through having the love of God in your heart and passing that love on to others, and in turn, those others will pass that love on to many more. Love yourself, love God, and love all that goes on around you. Think of all the blessings. You've just heard some wonderful music. That is a blessing as well. God has given many people different types of talents with the hope that he will use them, that those people will use them to the best of their abilities. Know in this wonderful Christmas season that you are loved from over here and from those around you. Always look at the positive and believe that your life can be a wonderful experience with the love of God in your heart. I know we are short of time, so with that, I will say Merry Christmas and God bless.
Thank you. There you have it. There's Billy Graham for you, channeled through Barry Strom. He is the author of Aliens Among Us, Spirit Speaks series, and the channeling Channeling the Life of Jesus, which is out on Amazon, and you can find it all over. Barry Strom, everybody, thank you for being here with us, Barry. And thank you for making our lives brighter with all of that you bring to the table and your messages going out to the world. And people can find your work on your YouTube channel. Tell us again where that is.
Yes, YouTube is my name, Barry Strom, S-T-R-O-H-M. Put it into search. We have it. 80-some videos up, all showing live channeling. We speak to some of the most wonderful spirits. We're doing a Speaking to Spirit series where we talk to historical guests. We've done Abraham Lincoln. We just did one with Stephen Hawking, which was very interesting. Because, as you know, he was a confirmed atheist, and he's been well converted now on the other side. So there's a lot to see on the video side. Many, many interesting things. So with that, I thank you for putting up with me again.
No, we're so happy to have you here. This is awesome. And so everybody out there, we have, like I said, great shows upcoming. And if you want to check out any of our shows on the archives, you can go to makinglifebrighter.com and go to the radio page. And there you'll see the video outtakes, and you'll have all of the player archives that you can listen to for all the shows. And we've just had an amazing summer, fall, and winter season, and we're going into so much more. There is so much good in the world despite all the craziness. So focus on the good, share the good, and I hope that you always stay heart-centered and go jolly, making somebody else's life brighter. So we have scientists upcoming. We've got doctors upcoming. We've got amazing speakers upcoming. We've got people that are changing the world with their innovation and their inspiration. So stay tuned to Making Life Brighter. Follow us on Facebook at Making Life Brighter. I have some on Instagram. I am so busy doing all these other things. I don't even follow my social media like I should, so I admit it's a little low, but I'll have to get at it. It's not my thing. Facebook is where I've come to. Radio is where I love to be. And I want to wish you all a jolly holiday season. And you can check out the new single called Sunshine that's going to be available for iTunes, on iTunes and all digital media outlets December 20th. You can pre-order it, I think, now. So if you go to iTunes under Winifred Adams, you can check out all the music there. And I bid you adieu with a beautiful song that I wrote called Remedy. And I hope you share the light with everybody. Thank you, Barry. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, everybody at Voice America. Go jolly, everybody. This is Remedy. My heart is pounding.
I can't compare, there's nothing to fear. You are my antidote, explain to me. I am afflicted, you're my remedy.
To Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go Jolly!